And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your KNO show, the KNOW show, the show about knowing what there is to know and discussing those things that we don't know about New Thought, about metaphysics, about the mysteries of life, about this thing that we call transition or death, as some people know it as well. We talk about health and healing and wholeness, and we talk about how to overcome, how to move forward in wonderful ways and make other people aware that there is a force that is within us, that if we call upon it, that it will support us and it will help us and guide us to do all of the wonderful things in life that we say we want to do. Good evening. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and I am your host on this Your KNO show, the show about New Thought metaphysics, the show about understanding what life after life is all about, the show where we openly discuss the opportunities of past historical perspective on religion, as well as we talk about moving forward and where it is that we are now, where we have come from, and where it is that we are wanting to go. This evening, we are going to be discussing what is on your metaphysical mind. What is it that is bothering, bugging, exciting, making you feel connected, making you feel in love with, making you want to move forward in wonderful ways, hesitate to move forward at all, or move from where it is that you are now to where it is that you know you should be. And sometimes, you know, that happens through irritation. That is, Spirit will assist us with our desire, which, of course, means the of the, and sire means father. So the desire is something that is coming of and from the Father that we are all about, that we are wanting to move forward to move in the direction of the good that Spirit has for us. And so we become immersed in asking the hard questions. We become a part of the cycle of life, and sometimes we understand that particular cycle, and there are a whole hell of a lot of times that we don't understand it, aren't there? That's right. But at all times, we do know that the God force, that God, that universal impersonal principle is standing right there, is supporting us, is guiding us, is directing us, and when we will turn to that power, it will also listen, hear, and then support us in whatever it is that we are wanting to move forward in. So this evening, we are talking about what is on your metaphysical mind. And so your metaphysical mind doesn't necessarily have to mean the same thing to you that it does to me. It can mean to you just whatever it is that is on your mind. And if you will share that with us, then we will know and we will make certain that we then bring you into this discussion. You may also send that information to me at robtmcm@aol.com, and I will read it via the World Wide Web and then share it with our listening audience. If you are a little hesitant to just speak and talk about all of the things that you are wanting to know right now. I'm excited about having Ms. Rhonda Harrison, my most capable moderator. Rhonda is going to be chatting with us as well this afternoon, this evening. And I guess if you're on the California timeline, that would be 2.5 hours back then from me here in Central Standard Time, then it's 5 o'clock, so it's early evening. Of course, for you all on the East Coast, it is 8 o'clock, 8:05 to be exact. So you all are preparing to move into the night time, preparing to appreciate, enjoy, and value the opportunity of rest, of sleep, of allowing your body to relax and know that it certainly deserves that from a very, very full day of work. So wherever it is, though, in whatever timeline you happen to be in, if you're across the IDL, the International Dateline, in Japan, and you're about 14 hours on the backside. So today has not quite yet arrived for you if you are there. But regardless of where it is that you are, God is. That's the real key. Wherever it is that any of us are, God is. So I want to tell you, before I get into a few of the questions that have come for us already, I want to tell you about some great things that are about to happen. We're excited with some folks that are going to be a part of our experience. We're excited with people that have been a part of our experience already. We have Ms. Laurel Herman, who you will remember brought us The Inner Kitchen, an inspirational and imaginative place. The kitchen that came from the playground of her mind, and now she is sharing that with all manner of wonderful children and grown-ups, adults, and let's face it, most of us who consider ourselves to be grown, and at this age, Lord knows I have to say that at least, but most of us are still children at heart. We still want to play as well we should. We still want to enjoy life and be a part of the experience of life. So you are probably right there with me in that. So Laurel Herman will be coming back to join us. Jeff Long, my good friend and the minister of music at the Unity Church in Little Rock, Arkansas, will be coming to join us and to share his music and his wit. He is also involved with the 12-step program, the Alcoholics Anonymous program, and serves as a counselor for that program, and also serves very capably on the board of a facility in North Little Rock, Arkansas, that helps people with all manner of challenging opportunities. So we have some great folks coming to visit with us, coming to share with us, coming to talk to us about all manner of wonderful things. And so right now we want to know, though, what is on your metaphysical mind? Well, one of the questions that I have in looking at my email says, well, what does the word metaphysical mean? What does that mean? Meta, of course, means beyond, to move beyond. And so to move beyond the physical is to move beyond where it is that we are looking through our regular eyesight to see things from another perspective. It means being able to know that this force that is within us is guiding us, is directing us, is encouraging us, is wanting nothing but the best for us, and is willing to support us in getting whatever it is that is good for us and good for others as well. However, understand that here's the caveat to that. You can have anything in life that you want. You just can't have everything that you want at the same time. So says Jack from what is the book? It'll come back to me in a moment. Chicken Soup for the Soul. Thanks, I appreciate you bringing that back. He says that we can have anything in life we want. We just can't have everything in life that we want at the same time. So this philosophy of New Thought which includes metaphysics, then allows us to go beyond that which we are seeing with our regular eyesight and to look with a spiritual vision. And I don't know if you all remember it, but I remember that my granny who raised me, used to always say, baby, there are folks here who are old souls, folks, O-L-D-S-O-U-L-S, old souls. And what was it that she meant by that? Well, she meant that there were people and children who were here in this experience who had been here before. Now, that's the doctrine of reincarnation, which is a metaphysical term. But interestingly enough, it was introduced to us long, long, long ago. And so my granny, who said that that child is an old soul, was then talking about what she had heard her friend say and the wisdom of the child at that point. And we also know that people like Beethoven and many of the other savants who are part of our experience right now came into this experience with that awareness, with that knowledge, and then immediately just started playing. So these are the old souls, if you will, that are talked about by those who came before us. In the doctrine of New Thought metaphysics, we happen to call that differently, and we call it reincarnation. Young woman wrote a phenomenal book called How to Be Unity, Temple Haze. And here in the Baton Rouge area, where I am broadcasting from this evening, we have been talking about that for quite a while. We have been addressing words and how we use certain things to mean certain things that we understand. And now what we are trying to do, though, is to help others who may not know the vernacular that we are using to understand that as well. And we are trying to understand the vernacular of others so that then we can talk about our similarities instead of our differences. Wow. So that's pretty neat, isn't it? Wanting to talk about our similarities instead of our differences. So all of you who are calling in now, and I see about 8, 9, 10 people online, I want for you all, if you would like to say something, if you have a question, if you want to share with us what is on your metaphysical mind, then my moderator, Ms. Austin Miranda, will actually check in with you and ask you that, and if so, she will alert me to that. You may ask your question, you may share your information as well. Last week, we actually had a replay of a young man, Imam Akil Muhammad, who is in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is doing a phenomenal job there with the restaurant there on Wright Avenue that serves phenomenal food. And I go by and I have his Hamidullah tea, and it's just phenomenal. But it's more about the love, the goodness, and the grace, and the peace that he puts into that tea than it is anything else. And so when we are talking about what is on our metaphysical mind, we are talking about how it is that we show up in the world, how it is that Spirit guides us, directs us, encourages us, supports us, is there for us when it seems that nobody else is aware of the fact that even when we are trying to be strong, that knows that that may be our weakest point. And all of a sudden, somebody will show up, something will show up on television, in the mall as you are walking through. If you're in the movie house, then somebody will say something that is just for you. That is a metaphysical moment. That is an opportunity for the God force to show itself to you and to say to you, yes, you are my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. So it doesn't matter if you are Buddhist. It doesn't matter if you are worshiping in another form or whatever. All that matters is that you recognize that there is that within you and that there is that within others. And by the way, whether they act like it all the time or not, because let's face it, friend, we don't act like it all the time either, do we? Oh, no. See, I know that this is Blog Talk Radio, but I can see you. I can see you laughing right where you are, and you're laughing because you know that I am telling the truth, and that's right. So I am excited, though, to have all of the folks online with us. And, Rhonda, if you would go in and check with some of those people and just ask them if they are, in fact, interested in having a question answered. Perhaps they might want to share it with you instead of being online directly, or they may want to share it with me. Either way is absolutely okay, and then we will know. So while Rhonda is doing that, I will continue visiting with you in terms of what we have discussed in the past with my men's group in Washington, D.C., as an example. My men's group in Washington, D.C., we talked about what was on our metaphysical minds. And in having that discussion, then it was so interesting that many of the people there discovered that some of the things that other folks were wanting to know about, they too had that same question. And again, that's the way that I have discovered that Spirit works with me. Spirit will always answer the question that I want answered in the way that I want it answered and let me know that that is just for me. Now, isn't that neat? I think so. I think it's awesome and wonderful. So it may be that there are things for you, too, that you want to discuss in that same way, a question that you may have. And so you may share it, as I've indicated, by email, or you may share it by just telling Rhonda, and then Rhonda will let me know. And then when we come on and we are on together, Rhonda and I, then what we will do is we will talk about whatever it is that you wanted to talk about as well. So that was one of the questions that people asked. What does the word metaphysical mean? And so I have shared that with you. I want to also throw a shout out to Brother Al Lockett, who was kind enough to share the theme song, Friends That We Meet Along the Way, and that is what we have been playing for you. Next week, actually it'll be, let's see, 2 weeks from now, Jeff Long will come on, and we will use some of Jeff's music as well. Again, as I have said before, Jeff is the phenomenal musician in Little Rock, Arkansas at the Unity Church there. And he also plays at a wonderful restaurant there called the Savoy Restaurant in West Little Rock, a phenomenal place with great food that makes you want to just jump up and run outside or something. So anytime that you're in that area, please go by the Savoy Restaurant and check out Jeff Long. And I know that he will be glad that did. And we, too, are glad that you are online with us. And we are excited about answering your questions and moving forward. I want to share with you that my particular book, which is called Cosmic Thoughts, New Thought, and Real Life, Cosmic Thoughts, New Thought, and Real Life, is also available at Amazon.com, or you may actually send me a little note at robtmcm@aol.com, and I will be happy to get a copy of our book, Cosmic Thoughts, New Thought, and Real Life, out to you immediately so that you might take you might have an opportunity to look through that and enjoy it. And so the good thing about that wonderful little book is that it's not just me saying things. There are 17 other phenomenal people who are sharing really, really great things. And not all of them are ministers, but they're all talking about the same topic, which is, how is it that I can get along with my neighbor? Yes, that one that lives right next door to me and says all manner of interesting things, some of the things that I really don't particularly care for, and does some of the things that I really don't want done. But apparently they're not moving anytime soon, and I know right now, having just moved here, I can't afford to move either. So help me, God. Help me, universal and personal principle. How do I deal with this neighbor that I really can't stand? Okay, let's start right there. The first thing that you do is to know that wherever it is that your neighbor is, you don't have to accept that as being part of who it is that you are, because who it is that you are, especially when you are meditating, when you are focusing on good, when you are aware of all of the potentiality that is within you and turning to that God force and allowing it to well up within you and then show forth as you, that good things are happening. And so because those good things are happening, what then we suggest for you in this philosophy of new thought, these things that are on our metaphysical minds, we suggest that you focus on that. Now, that doesn't mean that you forget all of the things that your neighbor is doing. No. And if that neighbor is doing something that's going to impact you in a negative way, then you make certain that you do something about it. If they are strewing all manner of debris on your yard, then you call whomever it is that you need to call, and you make those folks aware of it so that they can then picket those people and have them held accountable. No, 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 no. Please understand, when we say that we are involved in metaphysics, it doesn't mean that we are turning the other cheek and allowing people to just railroad us, allowing people to walk over us. No, that is not metaphysics. That is stupidity, all right? And none of us want to go there. None of us have to go there. As a matter of fact, if we are, in fact, going there, then it is because there are some psychological things going on with us that we need to change. And one of those things that we need to change is how it is that we are looking at some other people. And when we start looking at those other folks differently, then that situation has to change. If you will look at someone who is doing something to you, or at least you feel that they are doing something to you, and instead of cursing them, you bless them and you send the light around them and the God force to protect them and guide them and give them wisdom and joy and peace and goodness. No, I hear you. I see you shaking your head. I know that's not what you want to do, but if you are willing to do that, then that is showing forth the God force that is within you. And without question, I assure you that they have to change, and in short order. I have a number of stories in the book Cosmic Thought that I talk to where people have done things or said things that I didn't understand and that didn't make sense to me. One of them was a woman, a young woman, who was working with me. And actually, I was her boss. And our boss had brought me in to make certain that things were different and to be done differently. And so he was paying me a lot of money to make certain that that happened. And if I turned right, she turned left. If I looked up, she looked down. If I said yes, she said no. So she was definitely wanting to not allow good things to come about for me. And I didn't understand it, but I was new to this philosophy of new thought. And I had read in a book by Dr. Joseph Murphy called The Cosmic Energizer, to give love where it seems that there is hate, to give peace where there is friction. And so I used what Dr. Murphy calls an affirmation. I'm going to share that affirmation with you. And that affirmation then allowed me to change me, not to change her. And when I changed me, then that whole situation changed completely. I stopped thinking about her from the perspective of wanting for her to not come in the very next morning. You know what I mean? You've been there. Yeah, no. Don't go there with that holier than thou stuff. I know you have. I understand because I've done it too. But when I said these affirmations, and whenever it was that I used what we call SRT or spiritual replacement therapy to change how I was feeling about that situation, I changed me, and then ultimately that whole situation changed in a very short period of time. Here's what happened in that case. She called me one day, and she said, "Mr. McMillan, I apologize. I know that I have not been treating you as you needed to be treated, and I know that you were trying to do the best for this organization and for our boss. And I have decided that rather than stand in your way, because I wanted the position that you have, and I was holding that against you without even knowing you. And so all of the venom and the hatred that I had put out towards you has come back on me because I am now having a health challenge, an illness that I did not have before. And I am wanting to turn that around." And so I said this to her: "I can help you to turn that around. I can help you to change that situation. And here's how you do it. You do it with the same affirmation that I had to use with you in order to convince my spiritual self that I want it to be where it is that I am and to do the right thing." Wow. Now, we've heard that one before, haven't we? Why don't you just do the right thing? Well, that is easier said than done, isn't it? Yes. But when we use these affirmations, when we use positive prayer work, when we use spiritual replacement therapy, then it gets done, and before we know it, it's over and done with. It is truly amazing, and it becomes God's amazing grace. So here's the affirmation, and it's called the Forgiveness Affirmation, and it's by Dr. Joseph Murphy, and it's in a book called The Cosmic Energizer by Dr. Joseph Murphy. It's, again, called the Forgiveness Affirmation. Here it is. "And even after we leave each other this evening, you may come back up online, www.blogtalkradio.com/Winford, the no-show under today's date, or you may use that wonderful link that Rhonda sent to me and that I then sent to you a little bit earlier to just go straight to it, and you will hear this again. Here it is, the Forgiveness Affirmation. I forgive myself for harboring any negative thoughts about myself or anyone else, and I resolve not to do so anymore. I radiate love and goodwill to all men and women and to all people everywhere. I know when I have forgiven others because I can think of them or meet them in my mind, and there is absolutely no sting there. I claim that God's love and light and harmony and peace and joy and security are flowing through me and through all others, and we are all being prospered and blessed beyond our fondest dreams. And so it is, so it is, and so it is." That's it. It's a simple little prayer, seemingly, isn't it? Yes, it is. The words are simple, but the actualization of that process is anything but simple. And that's what happens, that's what goes on with the metaphysical way of living and life. We use spiritual replacement therapy by using that affirmation whenever it is that it comes up for us. And whenever it is that we feel that this person has wronged us, even when we are right. As a matter of fact, especially when we are right, okay? And there's another one that I'll talk about a little bit later on, to not take anything personally, especially that which is. Because in taking things personally, then we bridge the gap that we don't want to be in. And so we don't want to do that. So then, folks, that is how that works. That is how we then move from where it is that we are to where it is that we want to be. Absolutely. All right. So the forgiveness affirmation, those are the types of things that we want to deal with and move forward on and enjoy life. I want to talk with you about the Remsford Broadcast Network. This is our commercial period here where we share with you how it is that we get these bills paid. And immediately following my show on the Remsford Broadcast Network at 8:30, that's 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, there is The Laws of Material Wealth by James Remsford Powell, a phenomenal offering that teaches us how to move into that space and that place of having and being and doing. And I'm taking that course myself, ladies and gentlemen, and I am enjoying it tremendously. So believe me, I am not just sharing something with you that I want to say because of the fact that Jim is a friend of mine. No, I am saying something to you that I know about experientially. So we have all manner of good things that are going on here on the Remsford Broadcast Network. We have all manner of wonderful things up on YouTube. As a matter of fact, there's the Core Concepts Lecture Series that is part of that. I have been on that. There is the Bookman Show. I have been on that. And not only do you get to hear me speaking, but you also get to see how it is that I am moving about as I do all of this speaking and what have you. So we invite you to go to the Remsford Broadcast Network, go up on YouTube, the Core Man Concepts, go to the Bookman Show, just Google that, put it in, and all of these wonderful types of things will come up, as well as things that my moderator, Rhonda Harrison, is doing as well, and some of the things that she is involved in. And Rhonda, I want for you to break in with me here for a moment. I want to chat with you, and I'll go ahead and bring you into our conversation and let you say hello to our audience and tell them who it is that you are. Rhonda, are you there with me?
Yes, I am. I'm here. I'm Rhonda Harrison. I live in Red Feather Lakes, Colorado, which is a very remote, small, probably less than 1,000 people that live up here in the winter. And I'm the owner and creator of Hummingbird Healing Oils. I make essential oils that are infused with angelic energy and the energy from the way the world cycles around the moon and the sun. So I usually do it either on a full moon or a new moon, depending on the type of oils I make. And I'm also developing a new intake and assessment process for people where I have them do my intake and assessment on my website at hummingbirdhealingoils.com. And then it gets emailed to me, and I look over the assessment, and I do a blind read on it. Then I meet with them, and we talk about the reading and what I'm picking up on. And it will usually point out where they're stuck in different parts of their life or different types of issues that they have. And we work on different types of affirmations, and I usually align different types of healing stones for them to work with for different energy points in their body and do journaling. And it's been really successful. And I'm kind of looking at it to be the new name or the name for that is going to be Riding the Wave with the Angels, because it was divinely inspired, and my oils are divinely inspired. I don't really have written recipes. I work with Spirit, and Spirit gives me the information as I need it as I'm making the oils, and I've been doing this about 25 years and working with shamans quite a bit in the last 15, and that's what I do.
Excellent. That's exactly right. And, of course, one of the other things that I am so grateful that you have agreed to do is to serve as my moderator on the Renford Broadcast Network and to assist others as you do and work with the corporate master excellent, Mr. Cecil, in doing all of the manner of things that we are doing to support this philosophy called New Thought. Thank you, Rhonda. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
As always, I will chat back and check back with you in just a moment. So, folks,
okay,
here's what we want to go to now. We were talking about how is it that we use this philosophy of New Thought. And what I want for you to know is that we use it in wonderful ways. I'm holding in my hands a book by Mr. Emmett Fox, who was a religious science minister. And the book is called Around the Year with Emmett Fox. So one of the things that I am noticing here on my email that people have sent to me was a question about non-resistance. How can I remain non-resistant to wrong? How can I turn my back, so to speak, on things that people are doing that don't make sense? How is it that you can call yourself a follower of the light, and that is what I'm understanding that you are doing? Okay, so let me read to you what Mr. Emmett Fox says about non-resistance. And then we will have a little bit of a discussion about that. Non-resistance, he says, when you fight a thing, you antagonize it, and it hits back. The harder you fight it, the harder it hits. When you give your attention to anything, you are building that thing into your consciousness. For good, story is told about William Penn. He had been accustomed from boyhood to carrying a sword because it was part of the dress of a gentleman at that period. One day it occurred to him that this was inconsistent with his Quakerism, but on the other hand, he knew that he would feel extremely embarrassed without it. So he consulted George Fox, never doubting that his leader would say, "You must immediately stop wearing it." But when he confronted Mr. Fox was silent for a few moments and then said, "Carry thy sword until thou canst no longer carry." A year or so later, Penn discontinued the practice quite easily. When you are faced with some negative condition, withdraw your attention from it by building the opposite into your subconscious. Then the undesirable thing falls away like an overripe fruit. And then Mr. Fox concludes with Philippians 4:8, where it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, what pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on the things." Isn't that neat? And doesn't that tie in beautifully? So the doctrine of non-resistance in terms of the New Thought philosophy means, as it said in the first sentence, when you fight a thing, you antagonize it, and it hits back. The harder you fight it, the harder it hits. Now, again, I'm going to say what I said before. And that is that we do not stand idly by and allow evil or challenging things to persist. Slavery was wrong. Slavery is wrong. And the personification of that evil was allowed to be by people who knew that it was wrong, who didn't believe also want for themselves or their families to be harmed, and so they took it as long as they could, even though cancer came about as a result of their doing so, even though all manner of sicknesses and illnesses and ill health came about as a result of their doing so. And, ladies and gentlemen, what happens is that whenever it is that we are going against what we know is right, it will show up somewhere in our bodies. We were involved 2 weeks ago in a wonderful and a wonder-filled opportunity to teach from the works of Louise Hay. And my co-teacher was Peggy B. here in Baton Rouge, who is a trained trainer with the Louise Hay movement. And what we talked about was how it is that if something is going on with us, the first place that it shows up is in our bodies. So that is what will happen if we are going against our conscience, if we are trying to do something because we are going along with people or because we're going along with what is the law of the land at that particular time, then universal impersonal principle, the God force, will have that show up in our immediate space in such a way that we know that this is not anything that is good. So the same thing holds true for all of us. And now we know that we don't have to run out and jump up against somebody and slap them upside their heads because they are doing the wrong thing. No, what we have to do is we have to say in our mind's eye, the God force within me reach the God force within you, and we work together for the glory of God. Now, at first, saying that seems like an oxymoron, doesn't it? It seems like there's no logic in that because this person. But see, when we make that conclusion, when we draw that conclusion that this is the way that they have to respond, then they are doing that which we have deemed is necessary for them to do based upon what we think. Did you get that? I know that was a bit convoluted, and I know I can be a little long-worded, but here's the bottom line. As a man thinketh, as a woman thinketh in his, her heart, so it is. All right? Did you get that one? Yes. So therefore, by thinking those thoughts of this person, even though, yes, they are doing the wrong thing, yes, what it is that they are involved in is not what they should be involved in, but by seeing them differently, then at some point they have to become different. And I tell you, where you can really see this show up is with your children and with other people's children. A mother, as an example, will hold to the fact that her child, is able and is capable of being a good person, regardless of whatever it is that is going on in their lives at that moment. And because she is holding on to that, it will come about in just that way. Does that make sense to you? I hope so, because it is so very. Reverend John Gilmore might have tried to buzz in from the 901 area code, Rhonda, so look around. And John, if you are still by your cell phone and able to give us a buzz back, please do, because I would love to hear your take on this topic that we're discussing this evening, which is, number one, what is on your metaphysical mind, and then what your take is on what I just said about non-resistance, about not fighting fire with fire. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't fight back, because we do. You don't roll over. You don't play dead. You fight back, but you fight back spiritually. You fight back with love. And, of course, all of the great leaders have shown us that. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., Nelson Mandela, they showed us and they shared with us that is the way to go about it. In India, of course, our good friend there, Mahatma Gandhi, shared with us and showed us that the way of spirit is non-resistance that then brings about complete and systematic change. And, ladies and gentlemen, that same thing can happen in your life as well. So one of the questions that I have now from another of our folks is about prayer. And the question that came, and what apparently is on her metaphysical mind, says, does prayer change things? Does prayer really change things? And I can tell you unequivocally that it does, because I know firsthand, and my children know firsthand. My daughter was pregnant with her last baby, my 8-9-year-old grandbaby at this point. And she called me and she said, Daddy, the baby is breech and I'm early. And the doctor has brought me in because he is concerned for me and for the baby. And not only is the baby breech, but it has the umbilical cord wrapped around his tiny neck. And I said, okay, no problem. How long do we have before the doctor comes back in? If you want to know about miracles, folks, here's one for you. And this is in today's time, all right? This is not something that happened during the Buddha's time or during Jesus' time or Zoroaster or any of the others. This happened to me and to my daughter. So I got off the phone with my daughter and told her I would call her back in 5 minutes after she had shared that the doctor was coming back in 20. And I called my mastermind group. Okay, so what is a mastermind group? Well, in the traditional church, when I was in the Church of God in Christ, we call those our prayer partners, okay? We call those the people that whatever it was, if things were going on and we needed to get a prayer through, we would call those people because they didn't focus on the problem. They focused on the solution, and the solution was ultimately to have this situation change completely for the best for all concerns. And so when I checked in with my mastermind group and shared with them what was going on, we all saw the baby being whole, happy, healthy, and free. We all saw my daughter being whole, happy, healthy, and free as God created her to be. And we saw that whole situation working out in a wonderful way. Okay, we imagined, we visualized, we prayed over, we sent forth the presence that is within us to see that situation as being that right then. And when we did that, and then I got off the phone with them, and we all just held that consciousness of awareness of that being the case. I called my daughter back, and she said, well, Daddy, you know what? The doctor just came in about 3-4 minutes before you called, and goodness, I don't know, but he says that it seems that the baby is turning around. And not only does it seem that that is the case, but it seems that he is taking the cord off of his little neck that's being unwrapped. Now, here's the deal, folks. The wonder-working power of God is always at work and available to us if we will call upon it and allow it to work in our lives for the good of us and others who are within our circle of influence. So that is exactly what was going on and what happened. And so my grandbaby was born without any challenges relative to that umbilical cord being wrapped around his neck. He was born in the right position. He was no longer breached. That is the power of prayer. And that same power, that same God force that was there then is here right now and is available to you, if you will, but call upon it, allow it to work. And in New Thought Metaphysics, we use different terminology to accomplish the same objective that others did before us. So never poo-poo anybody else for how it is that they show up in the world. My friends who are traditional thinkers, I love and value them and their prayer work. And when I call my metaphysical friends, I also call them at the same Christian friends. And when I call my friends who are part of Paramahansa Yogananda's self-realization fellowship, I also call them, because, you see, we are all working in this thing together, and there is only one God force, okay? So what was the question, Reverend Mack? The question was, does prayer really change things? Let me read for you again from around the year with Emmett Fox, where he says, prayer does change things. Prayer does change things. Let us be perfectly clear about this. Prayer does change things. Many people say that prayer is a good thing because it gives us courage and fortitude for meeting our troubles. They say that prayer often gets a man out of difficulty simply by giving him or her self-confidence, which he or she would otherwise have lacked. Of course, this is not, Mr. Fox says, spiritual truth. The fact is that seeing the presence of God where the trouble seems to be does not merely give us courage to meet the trouble, changes the trouble into harmony. Prayer heals the body by changing the tissues, and it does this by first changing the mind, which forms them. Prayer brings a man, woman, his, her salvation by changing his nature fundamentally, not by making the best of him as he is, the body, the environment, the universe itself, is plastic to our thought, and it always reflects our sincere belief. There was a wonderful movie that Anthony Hopkins was in, and it was called Shadowland, and it was a movie about total unconditional love, and he played the part of an English professor at Oxford or one of the other schools in England. And during a discourse, during a challenging conversation with his peers, he said to them, "My dear fellow, prayer doesn't change God. Prayer changes me." That, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth. That is the real deal. And, you see, that is what it is all about. My granny always had the ability, the capability to get a prayer through. And so whether it was the fact that I wanted a bicycle or if it was because my throat was having challenges and I needed to have my throat cut able to breathe, all right? And that is what happened when I was 12 years old, from whooping cough. They called it the croup, they had whooping cough. I could not breathe. They rushed me at the university hospital, and my granny started praying. She started praying long before they rushed me to the hospital, because that was what she did. But by the time they got me to the hospital, and I was suffering from lack of oxygen, some oxygen deprivation, and they rushed me in, and they immediately performed an emergency surgery on me, and opened that area and what have you, and then I was able to do what was necessary, which was to breathe, you see? So, and the same system that worked then is here working with us, you and me, right now, is here. That same ability to heal, and not only to heal our bodies, but to heal conditions, the healed situation, whether it's corporate America or the church, whether it's my baby or yours, whether it is in India or in Little Rock, Arkansas, where it matters not, because of the fact that wherever the challenge is, God is right there as well. And so we reconnect the disparate parts of ourselves, our human selves, with our God self, and we feel at oneness, atonement with all that is. That is how it is that we then focus on the solution. We focus on the God force that is within us and what it is that we want to happen. And when we have and do that, nothing but the truth can come from it, according to what is the best for that entity, for that soul, and for that situation, and for the best for all concerned. Okay, does that make sense? Excellent. So, we have had a very interesting conversation about manifestation. We have had a very interesting conversation relative to how it is that manifests bring about changes through positive prayer, through knowing that we go about this through the doctrine of non-resistance. Resist not evil. Resist not situation. Again, what we said was we don't turn our back, not at all, but we know that the God force is within us, and we allow that God force, that presence, guide us in the direction that we need to go in order to then know what is ours to do next. And once we know that, then we move forward. But we don't move until then. And so we stand still until we get the guidance, until we get the direction, until we hear and know. And does that voice always speak to us as a voice? It doesn't mean, I don't know. Sometimes it will show up as just a thought, you know, a hunch. I'll be passing by a billboard, and all of a sudden I will see something that speaks to, that directly impacts and affects what it was that I was thinking about a moment ago and wanting the answer. So here is what we can do, guys. We can say, Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Ascended Masters, thank you for the answer to this problem right now. I claim it, I name it, and I know it to be so. And whenever it is that I think about this situation, I will say to myself, God has this, and now I can let it go. God has this, and now I can let it go. We've had a great time. We've got about a minute and 35, 40 seconds left. I want to thank all of the wonderful folks that were a part of this experience this evening, that sent in questions, that called in as well. But to say anything or not, it doesn't matter. What does matter is that you were here. Next week, we have a phenomenal program set up for you, and you will want to be here. I promise you that if you miss next week, you will be very, very, very disappointed that you did. So I want for you to make it. I want for you to be here with us at this time, either online or to call in, as you did, many of you did this evening. Okay, we look forward to it. We want for you to be there with us. This is the No Show, the KNOW Show, the show about New Thought Metaphysics that embraces truth, love, and light. Go forth into this week and make it the best week that you have ever had. It is all up to you. It is up to you right now as never before. This is Robert J.B. McMillan from The No Show saying, God bless. Have a great day, and we'll see you. Bye-bye. Just for now.